A musician who has played with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra for many years has left the orchestra. Julia Figueres reports for WXXI's Inclusion Desk on how bass player Galen McCormick has coped with the loss of her hearing.
My husband and I just have a morning ritual. We wake up and the first thing he says is, I love you. And the next thing I say is, I can hear you or I can't hear you. And that's how we start our day.
That's Galen McCormick. She's been losing her hearing to varying degrees over several years as a result of Meniere's disease, a condition that also causes vertigo and tinnitus. The loss of hearing was a particular challenge for McCormick because of her profession. She's a musician. She actually stopped being able to hear out of one ear 12 years ago, but kept it a secret. That stopped being an option when the hearing in her other ear started fluctuating.
In the years leading up to it, some days I would hear fine. Some days I would hear fine, but with distortion. Some days my hearing would drop 50%, 70%. And I would just be like, do I go to concert tonight? Do I call in sick? You know, what do I do about this? And I never, ever knew.
McCormick recently started to speak publicly about the challenges she's been facing, posting this on Facebook at the end of 2017.
I've been deaf now for almost 1 year, and grappling with what that means to be deaf and a musician. This is why you have not seen me play with RPO, and likely my professional performing days are over. Maybe. Jury's still out on that one. But look at me living, despite it all, and teaching and creating and writing new music for students. The next chapter is starting to get written in my own life. Love you all.
With the help of technology, resources from NTID at RIT, and a good support system, music is still McCormick's profession. At first, she wasn't sure if she could continue teaching, but she and a few students decided to give it a try.
And so from week to week, we just kept working, and I literally could hear nothing. And it went great. It went fine. They were so flexible with me. I'd use my phone on a voice to text, like in a program, like an app, like a notepad. And so if I could not understand what they were saying, usually I can figure out what you're asking me. What's that note? What's that fingering? But I would still demonstrate for them. And I can see what they're playing. You know, the bass is very visual because it's so large. And so we were able to work around that. It was like the thing that made me want to get out of bed in the morning was knowing that like today I was going to see this person.
So now she's teaching more, as well as composing and producing a series of videos online to help students while continuing to adjust to her life and how she sees herself.
A couple things that I learned right off the bat were, you can't do everything by yourself. I always thought I could. I mean, I'm fiercely independent and very, very private. And that just, I had to drop all of that because it's just impossible. It's just impossible. I needed a ton of help in the last year and I just had to ask for it. And I just simply couldn't be private about it because it doesn't make any sense. Like, why is she not playing? Why am I walking into a store and not able to hear someone like who needs to get around me in the shopping aisle? You just simply have to be more transparent about everything that's going on. So that was one thing. The other thing is that, you know, you say that like this thing has defined me being a bass player and a bass teacher, but I've realized it doesn't have to really define me anymore. You know, I'm so much more than that, and I'm so many other things.
McCormick had been anxious about how people would react, but the response has been overwhelmingly supportive, and she wants to share that message with others who might be struggling.
Whatever your thing is, because everyone's got a thing. I mean, you could be 100% healthy in your body, but I'm sure you got a thing that's hanging you up. There's always hope to do whatever it is you want to do. You just have to find your way and say, like, I may have this thing, and I want to do X, not but. And I want to do X, and now find the way that those things go together.
For WXXI, I'm Julia Figueres.
This story was produced by WXXI's Inclusion Desk, focusing on disabilities and inclusion. More stories at WXXINews.org.